I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, 'cause you know just what to do, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know just what to do, yeah, yeah. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God. God, I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, 'cause you know just what to do, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know just what to do, oh God, oh yeah, yeah. Sing this with me. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. And I will love you, Lord, my I will love you, God. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns forever. Sing it one more time and say, Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God, you reign forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Addison and the worship band, bringing it today. Yes, amen, amen. Oh, Harmony Toluca Lake, it is such a joy to be here with you on this November 20th as we conclude our three-part sermon series that's titled Uncommon Generosity. And during this series, what we've been doing is considering what it means to both give and to receive generosity. But also, it's important that we recognize that the joy of generosity, what it brings to the lives, not only to us, but also to others, and how fitting it is that we prepare to celebrate the upcoming holiday this week, in the next few days, that today's message is titled, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So earlier this morning during our worship service, we expressed our heartfelt gratitude and appreciation to, I love them so much, the awesome couple, Rev Dave and Janet Bungie. They have made such an impact and difference in my life as the pastor here. But also, it's just through your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Such an inspiration. And I know you will continue to inspire us as well. We give thanks that they have gifted harmony, right? But also, let's recognize that they've received something from us, right? So on this gorgeous Southern California day, what I have to share with you is going to be fairly brief. Unusual for a preacher, huh? Hey. All right, I'm going to make up for it next week. Today what I want us to do is we're going to give thanks in a variety of ways, which includes a reveal from several members of our leadership team here at Harmony as to what is coming down the pike through year end as well as entering into 2023. Very exciting, some interesting changes and opportunities. With this teaser, I'm now going to invite to the wooden podium one of our LT members who always has a lot of joy. Yes, woo! Shauna Carroll, as she's going to read our centering scripture passage.
All right. A reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 100. The translation is from the New Revised Standard Version. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. Yeah. So, just over a week ago, Julia Walker, Julia Dennis, she sent me, it's just a blessing. I love Julia and Tommy so much and Waylon. She sent me a video clip that is full of absolute joy. And when I began watching it, and it was perfect timing on her part, when I started watching the video, I immediately broke out into the biggest smile. I couldn't hold it back. And I'm not going to go any further in explanation of what this is, but I am going to say that Julia gave me permission to share it with you. And so the recording may come across a little grainy in its expanded form. However, you're going to see the joy. He's about to really get with it now.
Let's all start the day off with a praise dance.
Amen. Praise dance indeed. I see a future worship person, right, for the band. Let's get that going on, right? All right, so with this, I'm going to do a little change up, and we're going to dive into the question of the day for our discussion, for Harmony's discussion. You good with that? All right. So this is where we're going to take a few minutes. We're going to chat about a question that I'm going to ask those sitting near you. And so this morning, that question is, who makes you want to make a joyful noise to the Lord, giving thanks? And so for the next 4 minutes or so, what we'll do is we'll have this discussion. We'll come back together, and then I'll ask a couple of you to share from the wooden podium what was discussed, and then I'll continue my message. And for those connecting with us online, we ask you to do the same. Consider this question, and you may have comments for our online hospitality coordinator, Anthony Zepeda. Friends, let us greet one another with the love and peace of Christ and begin our time of discussion. All right, let's come back together. And so, who would like to come to the wooden podium and share what your group may have said about what, who makes you want to make a joyful noise to the Lord giving thanks? Chris, you just got volunteered. Come on, Chris. Come on, here we go. Yes, woo, yes. There you go. I know, right?
Our answers unanimously were family. I don't need that, I don't think. Family. It always comes back to family. It's not always an easy relationship. Some of them have been very trying. Some of us, like me, are just recently going through loss. But the memory is what keeps us happy. May even keep us dancing.
Hey, yes, amen. All right. Anybody? Yes, Rev Dave.
I want to give a chance to return to Thanksgiving. Our conversation was family, just like Chris said, and I'm quite privileged to have a son and grandchildren and a daughter-in-law here today, and that's fabulous. But I want to thank Harmony for who you are. And the witness that you are in the community, and the privilege it has been to work with you, Pastor Mark, your leadership and vision for—I can't wait to see what unfolds here—but vision for being a different kind of community here in Los Angeles, much appreciated. And a special shout out to Eric, who he and I teamed up 3 years ago. We had this brilliant idea for an Easter kickoff to start Sunday school. And you still have the plastic eggs, and we had all the goodies, and that was March 2020. So, you know what happened then. But man, I love your way of teaching and your substance of teaching, and Jace came along and augmented that so tremendously. So, thank you all for being who you are and where you are. Go Harmony. Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to? Oh, wow, well, we're going to get three today. Watch out now. Watch out. Oh.
I don't volunteer very often, but I figured this was a very good time. A lot of you know, during the beginning of the pandemic, as you mentioned, March 2020, I got very sick with COVID. I was sick for over a year. I was in and out of the hospital. I had a lung surgery, and I was on oxygen for about 8 months. That's not the thing that I'm grateful for, by the way. During that time, I got calls from a lot of you. I got cards from a lot of you. And what you don't know is Pastor Mark actually came to my house pretty regularly. He couldn't come inside because I was sick, but he did come and sit outside the house just to make sure I knew that he was there and to make sure I knew that I had his support and support of this community. And because of that, one of the things that I'm very joyful for, that I give thanks for, is Pastor Mark and this community and all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Make a joyful noise. I was thinking about that this week, and it feels like this needs to be the world's mantra that we say over and over and over again and again. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise, and just keep saying it, right? We need to be reminded of it because it's needed, and there are so many blessings in our lives, friends. We have so much abundance if we would open up our eyes and our hearts to it. And we need to be reminded of positivity. And what I mean by positivity, of love and of joy that is there, because that always has the ability to surmount negativity. And for us as Christians, to be reminded that the light of Christ, that it is a steady beacon of hope that never wavers, and it always overcomes life's challenges and life's in spite ofs. And shortly, I'm going to give you an example of how this applies against and in spite of. Last Sunday, I mentioned that we don't own anything. We don't own anything. It is all God's, every bit of it. And that the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. Well, Psalm 100 that was read by and shared by Shauna, it adds emphasis to that because it's telling us that we are not our own, that we were created by God in God's beloved image, that we are the people of God. And to truly live in body and spirit is to give praise to God, and to give praise to God is to be to truly live. Amen? Now, how do we do this? Well, you heard it. Make a joyful noise, right? Make a joyful noise. We serve the Lord with gladness. We enter into and we actively engage with one another with this gift of life, this thanksgiving to the source of all of creation, and to and to all that we are blessed and blessed with, right? As the writer of the psalm suggests, and he does suggest this, that the Israelites, they were recipients of God's goodness and never-ending love and steadfast faithfulness. And so that was back then, but then does Psalm 100 apply to us today? Yeah, absolutely, certainly. And we give thanks for God's goodness. Now, I don't know about you, and I did a lot of reflecting this week. I don't know about you, but I especially give thanks to God in those times when I fall short, in those times when I miss the mark, and that can be intentionally or unintentionally, which happens. It does. And I give thanks to God, and I was thinking about Gaddison this week because there's that song, God's Love Never Fails, right? And I give thanks for that because God's love never fails for me, and God's love never fails for you. Thanksgiving. I was reminded also of an old-time hymn back when I sang as a young boy at church, and it's Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Friends, what blessings have you received in your lives, which ties also into what Jefferson shared during the meditation today? And I'm going to urge you this week, and in fact, starting today, give you a little bit of a challenge. I'm going to urge you to count your blessings one by one, and I want you to write them down. I want you to write down your blessings today, and I want you to write down your blessings today, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on Thursday, I want you to see, and also place it where you can see it. Don't just write it down and then put it over in a little corner and, you know, right? No, right there, I want you to see it. And then on Thursday, I want you to take that out, and I want you to give thanks to God for those blessings. So that takes intention. There's other things that I want to share around this concept, this thanksgiving, before I speak about the in spite of. One is that life is full of opportunities. Life is full of opportunities in which we can experience gratitude and express our thanks. I just want you to imagine how your life would be without the blessings that you count. That would be pretty hard, wouldn't it? We must live a life in which we appreciate. And in the appreciation, it cultivates gratefulness. And this includes, friends, appreciating strangers, right? And the more that you and I and we are willing to express gratitude and thankfulness, what happens is the more you are cultivating, we are cultivating an experience of unconditional love, and that is the secret to manifesting. Like attracts like. Second thing I want to do is give thanks to, and for us to give thanks to those around us. Friends, appreciate your loved ones. Appreciate your friends and your family and all the gifts that you've been given by the universe. Live and with an appreciation for life that cultivates gratefulness. And so this is so important. The other thing, too, is that life boils down to choice. You make a choice. How are you going to wake up today? Right? That's a choice. Well, when we wake up in the morning, we are blessed with the sunshine. The sun rose, and that's precious, right? Are you grateful? Well, that's a choice, how you're waking up. And by the end of the day, you also end the day with choice. How are you choosing to end your day? Think about those experiences, those individuals, the things that you have encountered. That is a choice. The last thing I want to do before we get into this, in spite of, is this week brought Americans closer to the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act, ensuring that LGBTQIA plus couples and interracial couples are respected and protected equally under federal law. This is something for which we should certainly give thanks. Amen? Yes. And on top of which, how amazing and wonderful that members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, actually showed that they could work together to secure the fundamental right of Americans to marry the person they love. And so may this soon happen, that it crosses President Biden's desk so that he can sign it into law. Amen? Amen. We give thanks. Okay. Here's the promised in spite of, in which Christ's life, light never wavers and is a bright, steady beacon of hope and love. That light also brings joy and peace. And what I share with you brings about thanksgiving in a multitude of ways. Friends, what you see there in to your left is Loretta Martinez. She is a beloved member of this Harmony Faith community, and just as beloved to your right as her sister, Marianne Blessing, who attends Harmony when she's visiting Loretta here in California, and she also stays connected with Harmony online during our worship services, and she lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. 2 weeks ago, Marianne was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia, and she only has a short time to live. In fact, it's just a matter of a couple of weeks. Well, I learned this when I was in Salt Lake City at the Western Jurisdiction Conference, and the minute I got the text and I read it, I called her immediately. I stepped outside, and I asked how she was doing, and then I asked, is there something that I can do for you? And she said without hesitation, I would like to see my pastor. And you know what? I didn't have to be asked twice. It was like done. So last week, I traveled to be with Marianne and Loretta and their family members to be Marianne's pastor. But the thing, and that I am so grateful and honored that I soon found out that my presence was to be pastor for all of them, in spite of. And what a gift. What a gift to be there with them, and what a gift they are. Loretta and Mary Ann and Bobby and Reggie and Damon and their children, Malcolm and Autumn, and her son Mike as well. And in spite of this dire diagnosis, friends, what I want to tell you is that Mary Ann continues to make a joyful noise to the Lord because she knows whose she is. I'm thankful because we got to spend quality time together during those two full days, that we ate and we prayed and we sang and we talked and we we played. She even said, "Let's go to the lake." I was like, "All right, let's go to the lake." So we went. And let me tell you, when it comes time for Mary Ann to enter through the gates of heaven, what she's going to do is she's doing it with thanksgiving. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations. I'm sharing Mary Ann's experience with you because it was you who enabled me to be in ministry for her and for them. It was your generosity. It is your financial gifts to the ministry of this Affirming Faith community at Harmony, and it allowed me to take the time, it allowed me to put in the energy to minister to the needs of our sister and to her family. I give thanks. I give thanks to you, and I give thanks to God, and I give thanks to them. Thanksgiving in spite of. Friends, let us be filled with thanksgiving. For God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And may we share our thanksgiving with one another and all so that they know the love of Jesus Christ in this broken and hurting world, this day and always. Amen. Amen.